Are we here February 16th?
You a big Andrea Bocelli?
Are you?
You're out west.
Are we?
It's Arizona, Colorado. Valentine's Day.
That's too bad.
How do you like the way that your team has played these past two games, coming off the two games down the road?
Well, this whole week is a big test for us. And these are all playoff caliber teams. They're big, they're heavy, skilled. It's a test. And so far we're doing pretty darn well in the test. And I don't want to say just because we've won both the games, but for the most part, like how we've played. And it hasn't, you know, been a fire drill or anything like that. We've played some pretty sound, structured hockey, and we're getting contributions from all four lines and all 6D, and the goalie's playing well, and that's what happens. So we've been rewarded for it.
You had mentioned this morning that Boston's a team that they just don't beat themselves very often. Does that put more of an emphasis on your team not to beat yourself too?
Well, that was our whole discussion. I think if you look at some of the games we've lost this year, yeah, sure, we've been beaten, but I can give you a bunch where we beat ourselves. And I think when you have the record Boston has and you look at the way they've played, they just play the same way for 60 minutes. They don't care what's going on. And everybody is bought into what they're doing, and it's really worked well for them. Compound the fact that they've got a whole ton of really good players. So it's all working well. They've bought into what they're doing, and it's probably a lot of our stretch of, I've been here, a lot of the same things happened. To come home here before this break and to put two of these together, it's showing a good sign for what direction we're headed. But now we just can't sit here and say, well, we beat the Bruins. And forget about LA that's coming in. We got one more for the break, and we need to continue to build on what we've done here last week.
Considering who the opponent was and everything else, is this more than just a January 2-point game, or is this just a January 2-point game?
Listen, I've been in this league for 10 years. The Boston Bruins are in our division, and they've been a rival for 10 years I've been here. We've played them in the playoffs a ton. So all these players are extremely familiar with each other. They're just fun games to be a part of. Whether it's this year, last year, year before, they're always fun. And so usually the games deliver, and I think they did. This game delivered again tonight.
Coach, can you talk about the defensive performance, especially having Bogosian
tonight? For the most part, our second, I thought we were leaking oil a little bit. We just weren't. We were spending too much time in our zone. Again, we probably turned the puck over more than we wanted to. If there was a period where we tried to beat ourselves, it was probably the second. But I love the way we, kind of played out our third period. And they were a really good team. So it was two good teams in this league were playing each other tonight. They both played hard. But to be in, I say this to you all the time, you give two or less, you're giving yourself a decent chance to win. And we gave up two, and we won the game. And that's, in this league, if you want to go anywhere, that's kind of the recipe you have to have.
Are you feeling better about the third periods coming out as you finish up this home stand compared to the last one?
Yeah, well, that's pretty safe to say. to go to these games, these last two games have been tied well into the third period, and we've been able to pull these out and then close them out in the end. So that's a good sign for us, is that we're digging deep when the game's on the line, getting late, and it's a tight score. We really like that out of our group.
Coop Hagel, 19 goals now on the year, but a forced forechecking on the PK. How gratifying is it to see a guy, go with you through camp and really kind of get rewarded for
playing? Yeah, it's good for him. He's one of our youngest players, too. He never quits, never stops on pucks, plays with fire, and getting rewarded for his efforts.
Well, you have the versatility, and you kind of...
Are you in a question, Lillian? Have we given him one?
Two? Two?
Well, that was...
Oh, that's kind of harsh.
Yeah.
That's harsh. But, you use Cirelli, Hagel, and
Kalorn together a lot as a shutdown line. To have that versatility for us, you know, a game like this specifically, that you can move the guys around back into that role a little bit, you know, how much of a comfort zone is that knowing that you have that sort of
background? Well, it's been working for us, so it's kind of a game by game how we've been rolling these lines, and but the guys have bought into their roles when they go out on the ice, and not just those lines, but you know, Belly's line and Paul's line have got big assignments too. And they all delivered, especially down the stretch. Those last 5 minutes, everybody touched the ice, and you know, a lot most of the time kept them in their own end until they pulled the goalie. And so it's good to get contributions from everyone.
Coach, in the third period, Pat Maroon hits the box, and you discussed something with the ref. Did you see something on that play that you were trying to get your point across?
Well, the exact same thing happened. It was a goalie interference, and then they evened it up, and I didn't see one difference than what happened. We got an extra one. So I was just probably a little frustrated with to me, it was an inconsistent call, but they probably saw something I didn't, so it was maybe he didn't deserve it from where I am, but I was quite a ways away, and I just saw it as the same play, but no big deal.
Eric, do you have any more?
I can keep going.
You guys earned yourself an assistant tomorrow, is what you did.